Well, this is a crazy story, and I hate to say it, but we may have to consult with our attorney the next time we speak with her. Friday morning at about this time, this is a family in California. This is the worst hotel shower, maybe in California history. A family in California, the Johnson family, is suing the Marriott hotel chain after they claimed that a beloved grandfather was scalded to death in a shower. This sounds like one of your horror movies.
How? Can he not get out of the shower? Was there no way?
It was brutally hot. Back in May of this year, Terrell Johnson and his family were in San Jose for a granddaughter's graduation, college graduation. After 6 hours on the road, the 72-year-old Terrell and family checked into their rooms at the Fairfield by Marriott Inn & Suites San Jose Airport.
Great hotels.
Not the right time.
You know.
I'm a fan of the Fairfields.
Did you not hear the tease?
Underrated establishment.
Please. You are aligning yourself with the wrong side.
People often go courtyard first of the Marriott chains. I prefer Fairfield.
Did you miss the opening?
I was on the phone.
I thought I led pretty strong.
What'd I miss?
They scalded Peapaw to death.
Oh, God. Okay, so.
So he climbs into the shower, and it was the last shower he ever took. Ooh. The water that day, according to the family and their lawsuit, was so hot it scalded the poor man to death. One of his grandsons heard the commotion from the bathroom and found the grandfather unconscious in the tub, partially submerged. The water was so hot the family burned themselves, pulling him out. So they said that his skin was basically peeling away from the body.
Can't hear it. Oh, terrible.
You have to be a man.
I can't.
The medical examiner in Santa Clara ruled severe scalding as the cause of death, and now the family is suing. They claim that the water temperature was, 136. State law prohibits anything above 120, which is still very hot.
I wonder if there's any way to put some sort of a...
Like a governor?
Governor on that won't allow it over.
I bet every hotel has one.
I think.
And maybe theirs malfunctioned.
I wonder if they can win a lawsuit. Like, how would they know that it had malfunctioned? You know, that
if there's a report saying, hey, the maintenance on this floor, this room, maintenance didn't do the check they were supposed to do. If there's a paper trail, the hotel might be in trouble.
Then they're in trouble. But if it's just like 2 days earlier it malfunctioned, they didn't know it.
Yeah.
And does the guy...
If the room was empty before...
And don't you do a feel of, you
know, I do.
Put your hand under it to make sure it's the right temperature before you step in.
But sometimes they're built so you can't step in unless you can't get to the water controls unless you're in.
Man, that
but
is
now this
awful.
Sounds like if there was a tub.
Was there a tub? Is that what you,
They said tub. Now, a lot of hotels don't have bathtubs per se.
Just step in. Yeah.
Their floor, their stand-up models.
When I stayed in New York recently, a couple of months ago, the whole bathroom, there was not a shower curtain or anything. It was just like a long way to the shower. But there was not even a curtain in the shower. You're standing there.
They look cool. I don't think they're very user-friendly.
Well, I agree. I wish.
Because you freeze.
It's cold. Exactly.
Yeah. It's very cold for the user.
I know. That's right. You've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one big floor, and there's
everything
the
just drains.
And everything drains to the middle, and that was it. I mean,
what was the chain? What was the company?
That was one of those like Broadway. It was like something like
a Broadway. One-off.
Yeah, it was a one-off.
Not a national.
Like Milford Broadway or something like that. No, not a national chain. Nice. I mean, I liked the hotel, but that's the first time I had seen something like that. But this poor guy and his poor family. Now, that's just unacceptable. However, I'll bet you, well, they'll probably settle, but as our attorney, Lisa Lanier, often says, they do.
Yeah.
But they could if their maintenance was up to check and they just didn't know. I mean, it would be impossible to know that that was happening.
That's typically the rule, right, is that you have to be aware if you're negligent.
I just can't imagine it being where he couldn't, like, just roll. I mean, just if it's that hot, just get out of the tub somehow, I guess. But he's older and, you know, it probably just washed over him. And, geez, I wonder if it went from where it was the proper temperature to all of a sudden it's really, really hot.
If it's spiked. Yeah.
You know, he's in it and it's really, really hot.
Yeah.
Biggie.
Wait, if you were part of the family
and
Marriott decides to settle with you for a generous sum,
yeah,
lifetime free stays at Marriott properties, would you take it?
Yeah, it's a great hotel. Yeah. Marriott is a great name. They're all over the place. Yeah.
I mean, now, of course, every time you stay, you'll think of your
of Grandpa Carol.
And the tub, but
I'd be real careful in the shower at all of them.
To,
man, that's just, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to my friend and I went up to sleepaway camp.
Mm-hmm.
They had one of those. The night before we went to sleepaway camp, we went to a hotel and split a room, budget. And
both of y'all are rolling in it.
Traveling on a budget.
Two men in their 50s.
Ate at Arby's.
We ate at Arby's. And then we, that's right. And
got two singles, please?
Yeah. We ate at Arby's, and then we went to the hotel, split a room.
Mm-hmm. Suspect.
Nope. Nope.
Two men in half a gummy.
Two men in their 50s traveling out of state together. One room, please.
This is my best good friend.
Two beds, one room.
And two queens. Beds. Okay. Well, I went to the gym the next morning. Showered there.
Was there one of my gyms here in Scranton?
There was.
Yeah.
It was, what's the home of Larry Holmes?
Easton.
Easton. We're in Easton, Easton, PA. Easton, PA. And one of my gyms was there, and okay. I showered there. But when I got back, he had showered at the hotel, and he said, I've never seen this. The soap and the shampoo was in the wall where you could
you
know, pump it. And I had just read the report, and I said, well, you know, the thing about those is sometimes people pee or masturbate into them.
You ready? What?
Let's get coffee downstairs. We ready? We good?
Huh? He was blow drying his hand.
What'd you say?
One
masturbate
side.
Into the what?
One side of his hair is just sticking up straight, stiff.
Is that hair, Joe? Yeah, it's in the wall.
Yeah.
I just read the article that said, be careful. People pry them off and put their own.
Rogue perverts. Yeah.
Now, before I leave this day's in, let me just ruin someone else's day.
Now, hoist me up. I need to get to the,
yeah.
The dispensers.
Yeah. You have to really get out of your way.
6 feet up off the floor.
That's a real commitment.
It really is.
Yeah.
He's drag like, that credenza in here.
Yeah.